made you decide you switched from Mankato to the U? Just
Mankato's kind of a cesspool. It's basically useless. Like, it's the worst college ever.
Aw, I've heard that, though, from other people as well.
Well, and it's just getting worse, too, because, like...
What is?
Mankato.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Like, it was a lot better when I started going there, but they cut their computer science program.
What?
Yeah, like,
that's, like,
what?
A huge thing.
Yeah, there's, like four jobs for every graduate or something, and they're just like, eh, we don't need this.
This
and then
is useless.
They kept their astronomy program, which has, like, a 15% placement rate or something like that.
Oh, my God.
I thought you said astrology at first. Like, way to go, school.
Yeah. Would you get your degree in astrology?
I'm going to be
Since you're asking that question, I'm going to say you're probably a Virgo.
Tico Bride. Oh, my God. I'm gonna die at a party because what did he die of? It was like really embarrassing.
It was
like a gastrointestinal
to be a
thing.
Bladder infection.
Yeah.
Did the stars tell him that?
You're gonna die from a bladder infection at a party. Yeah, that's what it was. He was at a party and didn't want to go pee.
Wait,
he died.
Was like a king that did that too?
Maybe.
Or like it was like a bad bowel movement or something.
There have been a few recent. Studies into it, well, mostly just one, because more than one would be silly.
A little weird.
More than one person in the world dedicating their time to...
Not peeing.
Spiders being eaten at night?
Yeah.
Why don't we just start that up again? Okay.
But, yeah, he might have been poisoned by one of his...
Kepler. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I invented the 13th. Astronomy sign?
Actually, yeah. There are some who...
Say Kepler did it.
I think it was Kepler. Yeah.
That one shocked me.
Yeah.
Another fun fact about urination.
really?
Yeah.
Please.
Versailles only had two bathrooms. And
that
it is
an
issue. Massive, massive palace. And apparently people used to just urinate all over the palace. Just wherever, any corner.
Ew. I've been
there. French.
Yeah.
I didn't know
they
that.
They didn't rock the chamber pot?
No, they didn't bother to go all the way to find a bathroom or even a receptacle, just corners.
Though I remember there was a wait, don't tell me question about I think Louis the something.
16th was the child emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And 14th is the sun king.
14th.
Yeah.
It was 14th. Where people had to bow to his chamber pot.
Huh.
Yeah, he was
that.
A little bonkers. I mean, all of them were, so, you know, that doesn't really... Like, crazy doesn't really... Not a very, like, particular criteria for royals.
Right, right. Oh, who played last time? Because last time didn't really count since it's you, me, and Dave. Was it me?
What was last time? We did build... Oh, I see.
Last time.
Last time was Halloween episode. We had...
It was, I played, because it was Frank, and then it was,
So it's
my turn to host.
Host, yeah.
Okay, so, first we'll do a quick run through of this game, because, Chris, I know you haven't played Movie Bluff yet, since it's new to you, and Molly, it's probably
been a
while.
It's been a while.
So we play a game show for the second half of our show, where it is basically a spoken word version of IMDb.com. So, hypothetically, I could say something like, Ben Affleck, movie. And then somebody would buzz in, like, well, you'll come up with buzzers that are like, so he buzzed in. So
Daredevil.
And then it's up to me as the host to direct the traffic of this thing. So I could either say cast or I could say movie. So if I say cast, it'd be up to everyone to name somebody from the cast of Daredevil. Or if I said movie, it'd be another Ben Affleck movie. So if I said cast... Go ahead again.
What's her name?
I know.
His wife.
You have 5 seconds to answer.
Nay.
And
Jennifer Garner, Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Who was the kingpin in that? This is not.
Was that Michael Clark Duncan?
Yes. Okay. I was like, it wasn't Ving Rhames.
No.
It was that other very large black man.
Yeah.
that other one.
Yeah. So then, you know, if Adam didn't come up with something in 5 seconds, then the floor would be open again for you two to buzz in. So,
thank you, and I would lose a point.
Right.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And for every answer you give, it's worth a point. for every time that you buzz in, but you don't give an answer within 5 seconds, you lose a point. And the other thing is, if, say, I said Daredevil Cass and Adam threw out something like, how about Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller.
Samuel Jackson.
And then either of you knew that Samuel Jackson wasn't in there, then we use the shenanigans noise, which is one and ah, because we thought that'd be a good choice for a shenanigans sound. And then you would effectively steal the point. So he'd lose a point and you'd gain a point.
Gotcha.
And then we just kind of play for a while. And then basically, not only is it 5 seconds to answer, but it's also 5 seconds to buzz in. So if no one can come up with anything in a relatively quick speed, then we're just like, all right, let's come up with something else. We'll take a different path here.
So is there any standardized buzz-in procedure, or you just say...
Like, do a monosyllabic noise, onomatopoeia, anything but buzz. We say you can't say buzz.
No buzzing.
But
you gotta do your own thing.
You know, animal sounds. I think last time mine was cow.
Hmm. How about moo? Is that acceptable?
Yes, moo would be acceptable.
Wonderful.
Can mine be leetle-leetle-leetle-y, like from SpongeBob, or is that too long?
It's a little long, because we want to have, you know, first person.
You want it to be quick.
Buzz in.
All right. Think of something.
And we tried doing, like, phone soundboards before, but, like, the lag on the push of the button was pretty unreliable at times.
It's true.
Gotcha.
And when they all went off at the same time, it's like...
There's a clusterfuck of sound.
Yeah.
Oh, and one thing that we didn't really address, we are rated as explicit on iTunes, so swear if you want.
Yes.
No one really has tried.
All right.
Ugh.
Punishment tastes.
Fucking movie bluff.
Yeah, well, we'll do a practice round or two to get comfortable while I also remember to grab the notebook to keep track of this shit.
I've got my buzz in sound.
Now all I'm going to be thinking about the whole night is Daredevil. And just lose.
Well, that's why we do a practice round, to get you thinking about it a little bit. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Here's the proof.
Aha. Yes.
Frank's buzzing up. Ow.
Yeah. Frank's girlfriend was here. Steve is not very good at movie bluff, but his girlfriend is fantastic at movie bluff. So we made a rule that anytime she had the answer for him, she would like just punch him. and he would go, ow, and that was his buzz-in, and then she would give him the answer. And if she gave him the answer, which was a lot, then every 2 points that she earned was worth 1 point for
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
And luckily, the punch was also like a one-second delay so that she wouldn't just rock the game.
What about bingo?
Bingo's fine.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's going to be my buzz-in.
I can't think of one. I think I'm just going to yell. I'm just going to be like, ah!
That's acceptable. That's pretty quick.
That'll
draw.
That'll be it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a wah!
Wah!
Okay.
I'll
good.
Make the face every time, too.
Yeah, we got to make sure.
Good. If you don't make the face, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. But yeah, be careful not to...
be too loud.
Yeah. Okay. If you're going to do that...
Don't overdo it.
I don't want to like split people's eardrums, so...
Exactly.
I'll be careful.
Exactly.
I can't make any promises in the heat of the moment, but...
Yeah, just try to do it back here if you're going to be really loud.
Okay.
Ah!
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And I might back you off a little bit here, too.
Good idea.
I'll be careful.
Bingo.
Okay, so I'm actually going to write these down. Fine. So that's... Adam, what's yours going to be?
Hey!
What was that?
It was... Hey!
Is that with an H or is that just...
Yeah, there's
or is
a,
it just
there's
an H.
A little bit
it's,
like herp, only like herp.
I thought he said pig.
I thought he said hey.
It's like a hey. It's like a... Think...
Are you Dave Hester from... What is that show? Storage Wars?
Oh, yep.
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 No, I'm Stephen Fry from Blackadder 4.
I haven't gotten that far.
Hey.
As
Bingo.
Colonel Melchett. I think he's a colonel. Might be general, actually. He might be General Melchett.
Rear brigadier.
He's high ranking, yeah.
Rear.
Hey.
So
I'm up on this.
Molly, you're just gonna yell.
Yeah, I'm just gonna yell. I can't think of anything coherent.
Okay, so we'll start off with something simple and say Will Ferrell movie.
Yep.
Adam.
Anchorman.
Oh, we also have to do the 5 second. Or not 5 seconds. We'll do 3 second handicap for you. So you can't buzz in for 3 seconds to give you guys a comfortable level to get started here.
Mm.
But I'll let you do this one. You said Anchorman?
Okay. Yes, I said Anchorman.
So I'll give you that one. But after this, 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
So I'll say cast.
Yeah.
Bingo. Oh.
Molly?
Paul Rudd.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Dave Koechner.
What?
Cast.
Huh? That sounded kind of like Adams. I'm sorry.
No, that was good.
There you go. That's better.
What's her name? Molly. Is it Christina Applegate?
Bingo.
Or is that not her name? Her first name.
Lock it in.
But I mean that is.
I'm gonna go with it.
I'll say movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Fired Up.
Movie.
Bingo.
With buzzer beater. Go ahead.
Walk Hard.
Cast.
Ah!
Molly.
Joaquin Phoenix? Yeah, I'm going with it.
Bullshit. Or
how do we
am I thinking of the real life
version? Yeah, you're thinking
of
the real
life. God damn it. Yeah.
Like that, and we go like that.
He should have said the full thing with the Dewey Cox in the title, because I would have known that.
Oh, wow. That's what the practice round is for.
Okay.
Oh, this also brings up an important rule. If you were thinking of, had Anchorman 2 been released, there's a trilogy rule that's in effect where anytime there's a series of movies, you
like
have to
Star
name...
Star Wars or Indiana Jones.
Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. In those cases, there have to be 3 other movies in between before you can say, like, Raiders of the Last Ark and then Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade sort of thing. So
just space out series. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and
so
TV shows
right.
are allowed, too.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What?
I kind of forgot to say that because I was leading
it's all
with
over
Christina
now.
Applegate.
Yeah.
It's like, Married with Children.
TV.
No.
TV.
That's why we're also doing the practice round.
All right.
So let's go with Mike Myers movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
The Love Guru.
Movie.
Bingo.
That was Chris by a hair.
Austin Powers.
Cast.
Bingo.
It says Molly.
All right, Seth Green.
Movie.
Bingo.
Chris.
Rat Race.
Movie.
Ah! Without a paddle.
Movie.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
It.
Cast.
Tim Curry.
Damn it.
Bingo.
That's my
that
new buzzer.
That should
buzzing.
Be your noise.
Okay, so we're on Tim Curry. I'll give you that one. Movie.
Bingo.
Go ahead.
Legend.
Movie.
Ah!
Molly.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead, Adam.
Muppet Treasure Island.
Movie.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Clue.
Movie.
Oh, we got Tim Curry fans.
Yeah.
I know a video game he's been in. Does that count?
No. No. Nobody said Home Alone 2. Sorry, I'm just trying to... Get a good picture for this week's promo.
I don't think I ever saw Home Alone 2, now that I think about it.
I've seen it, but all I remember is Wet Bandits. Wait, were they the Sticky Bandits or the Wet Bandits in that one?
Wet and Sticky Bandits was in both were in the first one.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, because they were...
Right, yep.
I don't remember what their goal was, or... I think you
I
tried
think
to
they
do
were
another
both.
One. No, they it's because it started out as the Sticky Bandits, and then it turned out, like, when they were robbing the... guy's house across the street, that's when they were the Wet Bandits, because that's when they turned on the faucets.
Yeah. Right?
But before he had, like, he just puts tape on his hands, and he just, like, kind of ran across stuff. He's like, look at all this stuff I have.
You're right, yeah.
Oh, Daniel Stern.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Okay, so we'll do one more just for safety's sake. I'm going to bring you down to 1 second handicap.
Sweet. Okay.
And I will say 30 Rock cast.
Bingo. Ah!
That was Chris first.
Tina Fey. Why did I go that obvious?
Cast. Molly.
Tracy Morgan.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Alec Baldwin.
Cast.
Ah!
Molly.
I just lost it.
That's five. Okay. Anybody else? Two, three, four.
Bingo.
Go for it.
Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Hip. Wild Wild West.
Cast.
Hip.
Molly.
Will Smith.
Cast.
Bingo.
Chris.
Calvin Klein.
Wanana!
It wasn't Calvin Klein, it
right,
was Kevin.
It's Kevin Klein,
Klein,
yep.
Wanana, I
You're
like right. that.
I get a point. Now,
Calvin Klein was in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And underwear.
Yes.
What if that was just your answer? Underwear.
And underwear. Okay, so I'm going to make a not practice round scorecard. 1 second.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, I was keeping score just to make sure I was still good at doing that, too.
He was practicing keeping score.
Whoa.
I will deny all of your scorekeeping and declare that I won no matter what.
Well, actually, you did win the practice round because
nice.
You had
wonderful.
So 12 actual or 13 points, but you had one nega point. So,
damn those nega points.
Yeah, served.
Molly, you had five after your two nega points, and then Adam had five.
And now I only have 1 second. I have to wait.
Yes. Okay, and